After winning MasterChef Australia a few months ago, Sachet Chaille didn't waste much time getting a crack at his dream to run his own eatery. Gaja by Sachet has been a featured pop-up at the Melbourne Asian food joint Hawker for 3 months, wrapping up after giving Melburnians a chance to meet the celebrity in person and taste his food. But what is next for the man who scored the most points for a final in MasterChef history? Adelaine Ung spoke with Sachet recently.
Sachet, I had the pleasure of eating at your pop-up hawker-style restaurant recently, and it was so satisfying, I have to tell you, because I had been watching these MasterChef judges on TV and, you know, had to stare helplessly at the screen, going ooh and ah over your dishes. And of course, none of us viewers can do anything but just salivate at the screen. So it was very satisfying when I finally actually got to eat the darn things. I'm very happy to say I can vouch for your sambal. It was so much better than I was even expecting. And those beer battered cauliflowers that Gordon Ramsay liked so much on the show were amazing. They're better than a bag of hot piping chips.
That is something that, you know, we try to give a kind of experience to the people. They watch MasterChef. They want to try something that is tasted by the judges. So the sambals and the beer-battered cauliflowers are something that I've cooked before in the competition. So, yeah, it's good for the fans or food lovers to come and try.
So satisfying, but I'm so sad that you have just wrapped up this pop-up stall in Melbourne. It was your first time running a kitchen full-time after MasterChef. Was it everything that you expected it to be?
Not really, because I had no prior experience in a kitchen operation. So it was a totally a different experience for me. So when you go into the business side of the kitchen operation, it was a little challenging, but I learned a lot from that 3 months that I was in Hawker.
What sort of things can you sort of pass on? Because everyone has this ideal vision of, you know, going to MasterChef and realizing your dreams of running their own restaurant. I mean, what can you share from your experience?
For me, running a kitchen is one of the reasons why I came into MasterChef. And when I start running a kitchen, I understood that creating a menu and cooking is one side of the business. The other side is how you manage your manpower, your finance, your supply, your logistics. There's legal requirements, health requirements. There's so much to take into consideration before you start your own restaurant business. So that is something that I've learned a lot.
Is that something that you consider yourself quite good at adapting to? Or, you know, some people are just, no, I'm just the creative.
I'm a bit lucky, I would say.
Yep.
I have a wife who understands the business side of it. So she manages the financial section. She manages the manpower, whereas I manage the back of the kitchen, which is the recipes, the cooking, and the supplies. So we have a very good partnership in that sense.
That sounds perfect. That's a marriage that works in more ways than one.
That was a good team, I would say. Plus, I was lucky to get some amazing staff who really worked well and put in more than 100% of their effort. Because I'm not there most of the time. Initially, I was there cooking, showing them all my recipes. But after a while, I got other commitments. So these are the guys who are cooking and representing Gaja by Sachet. So they were doing an amazing job.
Oh, so now they have your secret sauce.
Not really. It's still there. It's a bit of a difference compared to how I cook.
Okay. We'll have to watch the master very closely. But of course, everyone must be asking the question, what will Sachet do next, you know, after wrapping up this stall in Melbourne? I've heard from a little bird that you may be planning to open an upmarket version of Gaja by Sachet in your Australian hometown of Adelaide, sort of glammed up hawker food. I mean, did the birdie tell the truth?
It's not hawker food. I'm not into hawker food. I only created hawker food just for Gaja by Sachet. I love eating hawker food, but I love creating new flavors. That is all about me. Like when you watch MasterChef, it's all about creating new flavors. I take a concept of Southeast Asian and I'll mix it with either European or some other cuisines and I'll create a new dish. So that is what I'm looking at in creating in my restaurant. But it's a plan in progress, I would say, because it needs a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of planning. So currently, I'm pretty busy with a couple of other events and shows. So once this thing has slowed down a bit, when I have the time, I will start my restaurant project. But a restaurant is something that I really want to do.
But it's not officially on a timeline yet. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not giving a timeline on that because I don't want to put a lot of pressure on me right now. I need to balance family time and also my career at this point of time.
Oh, very wisely spoken. But you also spoke very fondly of your home country, Singapore, your original home country, Singapore, which was the inspiration for many of your dishes. Have opportunities come knocking from the motherland, so to speak?
Yes, there's one coming up soon. I'll be going to Singapore for an event, Habitat by Honestbee, an online grocery company. They have started their new outlet now in Singapore with specialty groceries. It's a massive place with shopping, dining, everything is there. So I'm very interested in going there to see how the whole setup is done.
I'm pretty sure that while MasterChef was going on, you had a lot of supporters from Singapore because MasterChef Australia is also screened in Singapore a little bit later than our viewing time in Australia. But I can just imagine the whole country. It's not a big country, but a lot of people must have been cheering you on.
Yeah, it's a pretty thing when I won in MasterChef Australia. There was a lot of publicity in Singapore. Everyone was cheering. I think they felt that someone from their family has achieved something great and they could feel the sense of ownership. So everyone was very glad and it's a huge support for me. So I'm very eager to know what it's going to be like when I step into Singapore.
I'm sure there'll be a huge homecoming for you when you arrive. Well, I'm sure we'll see a few photos on your Instagram account. We look forward to that. I also heard
Definitely. I'll start from the airport itself.
You need a video crew. That's what you need.
Oh, my God. That'd be nice.
But I also heard from the same little bird that I mentioned earlier, it took a lot of work convincing you to join MasterChef. Is that true?
Yeah, I think it took my wife nearly 3 years to convince me to join MasterChef.
Wow.
Mainly because I'm very comfortable with what I was doing. I had a good career, a stable income, nothing to worry about. So we were very comfortable with what we were having in Australia. But the last 1 year, I was getting a little bored and I was telling myself, I need to do something more adventurous. I need something to keep my creativity going. So I was thinking, okay, let's start a restaurant. But how can I market myself for a restaurant? That's when MasterChef came about. I put in an application. I just wanted to see where was my cooking standard is. So when I joined MasterChef and I realized, oh, I have a potential. I can create something that I like. So that's how the whole thing came about. And I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do now.
I'll say you have potential. I mean, you won a record-breaking 93 marks out of 100. That's pretty good potential.
Oh, actually, that score I didn't expect. For me, it's always very simple. When I go into the kitchen, I just want to cook my best dish for the day. And whatever the result is secondary. For me, the food on the plate is the most important thing.
I have a few more questions for you about your time on MasterChef. In fact, I'm going to ask you a series of quick questions, only requiring quick answers from you, which I hope will be a bit of fun. Are you up for it?
Yes, sure.
All right. I've got 8 questions. What you loved most about MasterChef?
The teamwork.
What you hated most about MasterChef?
Nothing.
Really?
Really. That whole team, I'm telling you, it's an experience of a lifetime. Anyone who thinks about joining MasterChef, they should try.
Not even the long hours in the kitchen, the long days, you know.
If you enjoy cooking, I don't think so that long hours will be a matter.
Okay. One way MasterChef could improve life for contestants during the show?
I don't know. This question is better fitted for the viewer. I think they will be able to answer this question better.
Okay. The one thing you wish you knew before doing the show?
More dessert options.
the one thing you wish you packed for MasterChef?
I think I should expect more photos of my family.
Beautiful. The best tip you learned from a fellow contestant?
Rough pastry from Jess.
Who was the one contestant from the start of the show who scared you? You believe that they could win the show?
Reese.
Your favorite judge?
All three of them are amazing in their own individual ways. So I got the best out of each and every one of them.
Oh, come on. Was there one that you ended up feeling closer to?
Depends on what time of the day. If I'm, if I need a lot of advice, then Matt will be the best person. If I need a bit more of an emotional thing, I think George will be a better person. If I need a bit more of discipline, Gary will be the better one. So each and everyone have their own strength, which I like to get some from them.
That is the best answer you could have given, Sashi. Well done. By the way, what's Christmas like in the Chelea household? Christmas is coming up.
Oh, Christmas is massive in Chelea's house because we celebrate both Christmas and Diwali here. And for me, it's all about cooking some beautiful food, calling friends over, having some nice cocktails, have some nice food and have some fun.
And I understand you have a special roast recipe in the Christmas edition of Delicious magazine. I mean, what is the Sashi twist on the traditional Australian roast?
It's very simple. Spices. I use a spice rub with yogurt over a leg of lamb, and it is really beautiful. I mix a bit of roast vegetables with a bit of an Indian spice roast lamb. So it's a bit of a fusion. Indian with a bit of European. So, yeah, it's a mix.
I am salivating again. Sashi, you're so good at this. Oh, any plans for a cookbook before I let you go?
Maybe. I'm working on it right now. It's not finalized yet, so I can't comment much about it, but I'm working on it right now.
Okay. Do you have a concept already?
Yeah, it's based on Southeast Asian street food.
So hawker-style food?
It depends on whatever I like to eat. For breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, what are your favourites? That's sort of a concept I'm working around.
That sounds great. I really look forward to any news about its publishing. So well done, Sashi, and I hope to catch up with you again at some point. We definitely are going to be looking forward to following your food adventures and where this career takes you. I'm sure we'll be on that trail.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Sasha Chelea. With our reporter Adelaine Ung. By the way, if you're after a Sashi recipe, he's posted one for lobster tail biryani and also a lobster curry on his Instagram, though you might have to scroll down about five lines to see it.